Digital und real. Digitale Begegnungen von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
Hello, good to be with you today. My name is Philip Kroll and I lead the team here at Diolink. We are based in Poland and we are involved in the online ministry both as doers but also as accelerators with multiple partnering ministries around the world. So before we start, I am really curious to see who is here today. Can we maybe take a minute and do a short poll? The question would be, what's your involvement in an online ministry? So let's do the poll now. Okay, we get for answers. So just picking in the entry level, let's say, then solo missionary, posting and sharing on socials or maybe gaming, then team player serving in an organized online ministry, and mastermind, helping lead and shape the digital strategy. Okay, so we have a lot of, or some people curious, and then team players, so part of some online ministries. That's great. That's useful to know. Yes, thanks. Good to know that you're there. Cool. Thank you for this feedback. This year in our ministry, we are celebrating 50 years of ministry. And it was really always about using innovative and current ways of communication to reach people for Christ. So over the years, you can imagine that we've been involved in different tech and media strategies. But then year 2008 came. And in 2008, we've entered a new era for us, which was the era of online evangelism. And in July on that 2008, we recorded First Decision for Christ on our website, Looking for God, and everything changed. You know, finally, we had easy and accessible, scalable, 24/7 way of sharing the gospel. Together with JesusNet, we've created a great experience. It was starting with Google Ads, leading to a website with testimonials, with information about who was Jesus, and gospel presentation. And then there was a sinner's prayer. So people could pray and then click the button, yes, I prayed the prayer. And then we were connecting people through the form to online coaches, our volunteers. And they were having this conversation on email. The goal was really to bring people to the local church. So on the paper, it all looked great. The problem was that it wasn't really a great experience because people were dropping from that process. And if there were some people who were brave enough to go to the church, very often this was also not a great experience because at least at that time, the churches were not really welcoming and not thinking about newcomers, especially from internet or something like that. So there was a lesson for us there. We learned that to see some real impact, it's not as simple and a quick thing. It's rather walking with people towards Jesus with love and care personally and best one-on-one, one-by-one. So we realized that this walk takes time. And we need that time to really understand where the person is and how we can help. And we need time to build trust, which is not so easy online. And also, we need to have a direction and be intentional, and we need a process that we can follow. So the first lesson was that if we really want to see some lasting fruits from that ministry, we need to move away from simple interactions and move to a journey. So in other way, you can say that we need to move beyond views, clicks, and likes. And we love these, and they are great, and they are easy to measure, and the whole marketing machine is optimized to really gain these. But we are called by Jesus to make disciples, and this means much, much more. So we want to help people start the journey, but how to really start it? We say that when you design the journey, it's good to start the journey wide. because we have this opportunity. The internet is huge. You can reach billions of people. So you can start with social media. And I am here. I'm sure there's a lot of great experts here that can talk much more about that than me. So social media is a great starting point. Or also you can optimize your blogs or pages for SEO, or now the broad SEO, especially important in the age of agentic AI. And of course, there is also paid ads, providing you with a pretty cool way to reach new audiences. But the question is where we want to lead these people, how to invite them to actually a journey. This February, at Digital Ministry Conference in Dallas, there was an interesting talk from Chris Martin from Moody Global about the role of social media. And he said, shepherd your audience away from social media, create depth on other platforms. And this really resonated with me very closely, because it was exactly our experience. Whenever we tried to do something deeper on social media, it didn't work. People were giving shallow answers, and sometimes our volunteers got a lot of hate or their private conversations were published. So we knew this wasn't the way to go. We need to go deeper with our connections. But what does it mean? It means that we want to focus on the individual. Each journey is different, and we can look at Jesus, what he was doing, and also Paul. They had time for crowds, but also they were intentional about individuals and small groups. We want to see relationships happening, not just interactions, but, you know, longer time chatting with people, praying, showing care and love. We need time. We need to walk with person over days, maybe weeks, maybe months. And we need to be very intentional, because it's very easy to get distracted on that journey. So we need to stay on track, disciple people to Jesus. So in our experience, the solution was to really go with our own platform. And why we believe the platform is important? Because we want to create and control the journey experience. We want to have deep conversations in a safe environment. We want to own the data and set the rules. Also on the Digital Ministry Conference, somebody said that if your ministry is only on Facebook and Instagram, then you don't have a ministry, because, you know, in a short moment, the political wind may change and you can lose your profile or access to your profile. And this already happened to some ministries in different places in the world. So it's important to have what already somebody mentioned, to, for example, build a list, at least an email list, to have an ability to contact people. We also want to invite and manage volunteers, because it needs to be relational and it needs to be manageable, because when you are training people, you want to see how they are doing and so on. And we want to see and measure the outcomes. Because it doesn't make sense to do things that will not bring actually some outcomes and impact. This is at least what we believe. So this is some of the theory, but what can you do with that presentation? You can, of course, move on, but there's a huge opportunity here for us as Christians to reach out to the lost in these new engaging ways. And this approach works every day. We see on our platforms hundreds of new people starting their journeys. And maybe God is showing you to do something about it. So if you're here just curious, or maybe you're a solo online missionary, fighting your battles somewhere in the comments or private messages, here is something for you, practical and available right now. Join our English-speaking platform, growyourlife.net, and become a coach. And you can lead people to Jesus and receive training and support from experienced coaches. You can serve, of course, on a flexible schedule and be a part of this active missional community, which is very exciting. Or maybe you are in a position of influence where you can shape the strategy for online ministry and for organization or a church. And then I would invite you to explore GrowPoint. It's a platform that we've built for the ministry, because there was no tools like that and we needed them. So it's a white label platform designed for evangelism and discipleship journeys. it's really proven in the field over more than 10 years. And you can build a lot of stuff there. But basically, it's really meeting the needs of missionaries in the field. And there are some great partners that are using it today, like Billy Graham Association or Jesus.net, Community Bible Studies, or some crew partners. But we also work with a number of small organizations, sometimes even individuals, and then we provide everything that's needed, the training and everything to launch this kind of ministry. So I would be really happy. I would love to connect with you, maybe later this day in the room, or you can email me or find me on LinkedIn, because I think, we believe there's really something there. There's a huge opportunity to meaningfully connect and engage with people. And this is happening every day. So, yeah, thank you very much for this time together.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.